You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Kicking open the door to the Boys Club, bringing opportunities to women who want to make their mark on the comic book and gaming world. That's the mission of KumiKCon. It's a comic book convention specifically for women who create comics. It's happening October 22nd in Dearborn at the Arab American Museum. Here with us are two women from Southeast Michigan who are indeed making their marks in the comic and gaming world. Chelsea Liddy, the founder of KumiKCon, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Good to have you here. And we say hello to Kathleen Hiraga, who's the founder and the CEO of PopPost. It's a multimedia platform, and it's designed to bring women in the comic and gaming industry together. Kathleen, welcome.
Very nice to be here.
Chelsea, tell us what happens at KumiKCon. How is it different from the comic cons that people know?
Well, I think it's a really special atmosphere that just happens naturally when you have a bunch of supportive women working for the same industry in a room. I think that everyone came away from last year's event feeling that this was something special. It's something different from a lot of the bigger cons. It's something that's intimate and fun and a really supportive atmosphere and safe atmosphere for women to talk about their craft, to meet new people, to be introduced to new projects and get really excited about the comics industry from a female perspective.
Now, is it safe to say this sounds like it's we're aiming it at content creators maybe more than fans?
The convention is totally open to anyone who wants to come from all kinds of different backgrounds, but we specifically bring in female comic creators as our featured guests and our exhibitors.
Kathleen, PopPost is your push to build a culture and a community for women who create games and comics and animation. Can you talk a little bit about what happens when all of these groups fit together in one big community?
Yes, it's really about that community becoming a voice and together really expanding into a force that goes beyond what I think is pretty much a gender-based, or in the past has been a highly male-calibrated space. But as we're looking at how many artists online are featured illustrators, game designers, comic, webcomic designers, artists, we see that there's a real voice and presence online, which is converting now into these big Comic-Cons. We're looking at almost a split room, 50-50.
Mm. And how does PopPost specifically, how are you making that happen?
Sure. So my background is in the entertainment industry over the years, MTV, Nickelodeon in New York, and then in the film industry in L.A. And I'm really a publisher. PopPost is a publisher of this work, okay, rather than myself being a content creator, although I've been creating content for a long time. And by featuring not only comics but also gaming and animation, we created a video series, two video series, Sandbox, which is for gaming, and Pop Art, which is around animation. And having these long discussions that are featured on YouTube, rather than just sound bites, but really interviewing these content creators. So we've set the stage with the online platform, and we're also looking to convert this fan community into live events.
And again, as we say, kicking open the door to the Boys Club, and we cannot talk about that without getting into something that was going on in a big way this time 2 years ago, Gamergate. Chelsea, what happened then? Give us some background.
Essentially what happened is there was a lot of, there was an explosion of criticism against female gaming creators, so women that create video games, and then journalists that are working in the gaming industry, particularly women. And there was an explosion of like rape and death threats that happened against people like Anita Sarkeesian, who has a web series called Feminist Frequency, where she critiques video games, like tropes in video games, so sexist tropes in video games. And she was experiencing, and I'm sure her web presence still experiences a ton of harassment. And that was, I don't want to say it inspired KumiKCon, but it made me want to do something positive after that happened, because I couldn't believe that this amount of misogyny and harassment was happening in the fall of 2014. Like, in 2014, where this was still happening. Do you know what I mean?
Right. How did it impact you, Kathleen?
You know, it's still impacting me. It really has become the political voice and POV that I feel very strongly about. I feel that there needs to be a middle ground here. One of my strategic partners is a company called Penny Arcade. They've been around for 15 years. And they kind of had their own Gamergate. They're an online platform. They're very, very popular, but very male-centric. They've converted into one of the largest shows in the Comic-Con calendar called Penny Arcade Expo. And, you know, what really inspired me was to create a female Penny Arcade, but with the point of view of featuring panels with game designers, female game designers, professional gamers, to really speak to this space. And not in
and the fact that this kind of, you know, death threats aimed at women or rape threats in 2014 and probably not still going on, but
still
maybe
going on,
still going on,
still going
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And with this sort of, we call it trolling, with this foundation of anonymity, which is that's what it's all about. You know, we've all wondered if these are 12-year-old boys or people with firearms. But I just got accepted into a South by Southwest panel, which last year was kind of a viral conversation because South by Southwest had actually pulled a gaming panel that four women had created because they had so many death threats. Mm. It's just hard to believe. So this year I was accepted. It's called Gender Bias in Gaming, Do We Have Liftoff Yet? And I've let them know that they cannot pull that panel. So
it has to happen.
It's going to happen.
And do we have liftoff in gender bias, do you think? Is the answer maybe sort of yes, no? What's the answer?
It still is the elephant in the room. We're talking about Blizzard, you know, all of the big games, gamers, game designers, Activision. They are looking at their consumer being a global female, and yet they are afraid to take it on because it becomes a political lightning storm. So I really feel we have an opportunity, not only with our platform being kind of what Penny Arcade is to the male demographic, we are the female demographic. So it's a lightning in a bottle time for us to really address this, I think.
And here we have Kumi-Kun coming up on the 22nd. Right now, I am talking with Kathleen Hiraga, who's the founder and CEO of PopPost, a multimedia platform bringing women in the comic and animation and gaming industries together, and Chelsea Liddy, who's the founder of Kumi-Kun, coming up in Dearborn on October 22nd, a comic book convention aimed for women who create comics. And Chelsea, I'm going to tell you, I was that kid who loved comic books growing up, Superman in particular,
yeah?
Superboy, The Flash. Which got me wondering, I'm a baby boomer, what kind of comics are women and girls reading and creating today?
Oh my gosh, there's so many different kinds. I think there's a lot of angles to that answer. I think that now more than ever, the big two, so Marvel and DC, are diversifying both their creators and their characters. I mean, it's slow, but it's happening. One of my favorite creations in recent years is Ms. Marvel, the Kamala Khan Ms. Marvel, which she's the first Pakistani-American superhero, and she was created by an editor at Marvel in addition to the writer, who's G. Willow Wilson. And G. Willow Wilson's a Muslim woman creator, and I think that sort of speaks to how diverse the industry is getting. But even more than that, I think that with the advent of and the popularity of webcomics and self-publishing, women are getting the platforms and the resources through mechanisms like crowdfunding to be able to tell the stories that women can relate to and that, you know, get even more and more people into comics. Because I always like to say that if you like to read, there's a comic for you. Like, there's all kinds of different stories. I mean, they have Pride and Prejudice in comic book form now.
Well, see, that's what Classics Illustrated was. It was all the great classics done in comic book form. And so as a 5- and 6-year-old kid, I remember, you know, reading Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island in comic form. They were terrific. And we also should talk about comic strips. And I'm thinking, for example, of how long University of Michigan alum Kathy Geiswhite's strip Kathy ran. That was 34 years. Did she kick open the door for other women in comic strips?
You know, I think she might have. There were so few women creators back in that day. But one of the things we've seen, and Chelsea kind of touched on it, was we have this equalizer with the internet. And so you don't have to worry about how you're going to get your content out there. The main challenge is how you distribute it and discovery. So that's a challenge in social media. But I think that it's, again, it's something that an independent artist can take on without all of those barriers of entry. And we're featuring an artist. Her name is Sarah Anderson. She pens Sarah Scribbles. And we're so lucky to have her. She's one of the most viral voices, but it's also a very personal voice. So we have her on the PotPost rotation. She has 25,000 comments if she puts a comic up on Facebook. It's completely viral. And I think that people become very sort of emotionally attached to
invested.
That person,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And so it's not only just about, oh, look at this particular comic. It's really about who is this person? What's their story? And this is a point of view that is their point of view.
Well, it's very, very clear from hearing both of you talk that the ongoing PotPost platform really beautifully complements this big event that's happening with Comic-Con, celebrating women in comics. And it'll be Saturday, October 22nd. At the Arab American National Museum in Dearborn. You can find out all the details by going to comiccon.com, and that's comiqueconcom, and go to poppost.com to learn more about PotPost, but don't forget to put the hyphen between pop and post. So pop-post.com. Chelsea Liddy, Kathleen Hiraga, you are fun to talk with, and thank you so much for being with us on Stateside.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Cindy. You're awesome.